What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, this is another interesting HMT that I'm getting to share with you guys. Now, Jay White dropped the name in the comment section, so of course, I had to go and take a look. Now, the actual event happened in the past. However, since they're doing the trial right now, it's fair game. Ladies, stop trying to jerry-rig the system. Marry before you carry. Because this right here is another Ray Carruth scenario. And we all know what happened with Ray Carruth. Yep. Woman decides she's going to try to baby trap him. She essentially painted him into a corner. He decided to come out swinging with the knockout blow. Just like the man in this article that was published on the 26th of June. Ex-football star Blaze Taylor allegedly pressured girlfriend to get an early termination before cocaine poisoning. Ah, yes. As the once great Rick James said, cocaine's a hell of a drug. Cocaine. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Former college football star Blaze Taylor allegedly pressured his pregnant girlfriend to get an early termination before poisoning her and the unborn baby to deletion. Jurors heard during his double termination trial this week. Now, here's a fact that I find very, very interesting. Some people would say it's a double termination case. However, the actual early termination is not treated as a termination case. Yeah, if she would have decided to go along with the early termination of pregnancy, she would have walked away scot-free. Just saying. I'm going to give more of my opinion on that later. The 30-year-old ex-Arkansas State player faces 4 counts of termination after prosecutors say he intentionally gave Jade Benning a fatal dose of cocaine inside of her Tennessee apartment on February 25th, 2023, offlining her and the couple's unborn daughter. Benning, who was 5 months pregnant when she was deleted, had previously sent a chilling message to a close female friend that appeared to reference Taylor's alleged push for her to end the pregnancy. Quote unquote, I'm going to tell him today that I am not having the early termination so he can just get it out of his head, the message stated, according to an investigator who read it aloud from the witness stand Thursday. Benning referenced Taylor's alleged concerns with becoming a father in a second text message heard by jurors. Now, This is something that falls squarely in the family court's, you know, court. More blood on their hands. Why? Because if men had the option to completely opt out and sign away their parental rights, you would not have a situation like this. But oh no, 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 no. He should have kept it in his pants, is what society would say. Why wasn't she on birth control? Oh, that's right. He was already a football player. So she figured, since I'm not going to do the right thing and marry him and earn his child through the right way, nope. What I'm going to do is I'm going to baby trap him. You said how you felt and stated that moving forward, you want no part. So I will let it be like that. Reads a message she sent Taylor 3 months before her deletion. Local news outlet WSMV4 reported. Nah. She wasn't going to let him just go about and live his married life. Oh, no. Mm-mm. That child became nothing more than a meal ticket for her. I will not involve you at any point. I will love this child unconditionally with or without you. Her text continued. Taylor's defense team told the court that he reached back out to Benny saying he wanted to work on their relationship roughly 2 months after she sent that text. Prosecutors argue that Taylor's unwillingness to become a father was what drove him to allegedly serve Benning the deadly drink at her Nashville home, then falsely telling 911 operators she was suffering from an allergic reaction as she lost consciousness. EMTs found an unresponsive Benning face down in her bed when they arrived about 20 minutes after that call. The unborn baby, who was reportedly going to be named Ivy, passed away in the hospital on February 27, 2023. Benning passed away days later on March 6th, which would have been her 25th birthday. On Friday, day 4 of Taylor's trial, a medical examiner broke down Benning's autopsy report, which showed sky-high amounts of cocaine in her system that night. The article goes on, but I'm going to go ahead and drop it right here. Well, well, well. Like I stated previously, gentlemen, this is all nothing more than the same play that happened to Ray Carruth and many other men who found themselves in the throes of a baby trap. She couldn't just go ahead and do the honorable thing and actually have a full relationship with him. Nope, she wanted the cash and prizes up front, i.e. child support. And those messages talking about she wants to just go ahead and leave him alone, oh no, 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 no. Mm-mm. She knew what she was doing. She knew exactly what she was doing. So, just like Ray Carruth, I'm not going to feel sorry for this woman who wanted to do nothing more than use her own child as a weapon against him. We all knew how this was going to play out. Oh, you're not making that salary as a football player? Guess what? Tough shit. You need to keep sending that woman money. That way, we in the system can collect our portion of that money. Nothing more, nothing less. But yeah, she pushed him into a corner. He wasn't able to just walk away when he said, I don't want this. Why aren't men able to have a financial early termination. That's it. He said straight up, he did not want this. At that point, he should have been able to say, okay, let's go down to the courthouse and I'll sign away my parental rights right now. That's it. You have this baby. It's all on you. Don't come to me for anything else. But until that day actually comes, hey, more men are going to be forced into another situation. And yeah, they're going to be forced into a corner and they're going to come out swinging, looking for that knockout blow. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly and truly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in her home. So I'm going to give this a 15. Method of execution. The drink of demise. I'm going to give that a 45. Psychological impact. Nobody was there but those two. It wasn't a bloody scene or anything. So I'm going to go ahead and give that a 40. For the brutality factor, I'm going to give this a 30. Why? Because normally when we decide to put the mask on as men, it's going to be a violent affair, i.e. the problem-solving pistol, the hot butter knife of doom, the hands of hate, the fatal feet, something like that. Poison is not usually in our repertoire as men. We decide to go all in and put the mask on. So once again, I'm going to give the brutality factor a 30. And since he did use poison, i.e. cocaine, I'm going to go ahead and give the uniqueness factor a score of 20 as well. So Blaze, Terminal, Taylor gets a score of 150. Once again, gentlemen, there has to come a point to where men are able to have a financial early termination. When we say, look, this is not what we want, stop putting the gun up to the head of men by way of the system and saying, you know what? You're going to be a father regardless. We don't do that to mothers. A mother can walk right into Planned Parenthood, have an early termination, walk out that day, and nobody says a damn thing about it. But when a man says, hey, I don't want this. No, tough shit. You're going to be a father regardless. We're going to force you to be a father. But hey, once again, she used the child to paint him into a corner, and he came out with a lethal knockout blow. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And to all you women out there who still think it's okay to try to baby trap a man, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally clear. The power you think that keeping that baby is going to give you, it will go out. Because once you turn that baby into nothing more than a living hostage, it is impossible for the father to love that bill. And some men, hey, they're going to go there. Feminism and the idea that even if you have that baby, you're still going to be protected, that's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, ladies, when a man no longer cares about the consequences of his actions, he will act up to and including lethal action. It is what it is. that's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.